4, Bravo Golf Echo Mobile.
Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar. Oscar, how you doing today, brother?
All right, I believe we spoke before. Did you find your peace and quiet?
Been about an hour and a half, or almost 2 hours now, so yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Hope the work week was started out a little less stressful this week.
So far, they've not tried to, like, bombard us with this, that, and the other, but either way, I'm about to head out here before too awful long for a pool league night. It's league, not tournament, and the tournament I played in last time, I finished in third, which is, like, probably the fifth time in a row I finished either third or fourth. Both. Actually, both. I play on 8-ball league and 9-ball league, and I participate in both of those tournaments whenever they come up outside of the league.
Sounds like fun. I never was good at it, but I used to shoot a lot of pool when I lived up in North Carolina. They had a place, a pool hall, and that's where we was, like, every Tuesday night. I never was good, but I had a lot of fun playing.
Ask him where in North Carolina, because I've lived in North Carolina for most of my entire life.
The name was the Corner Pocket. It was in Hendersonville, right off of King Street, I think.
Hendersonville, tell me the street name again.
King Street. If you know where Main Street is, if you're coming up Main Street is what we call up Main Street, and there's that AutoZone. You go over the railroad tracks, you veer to the right, and then it's, like, I don't even know how far up on the left. It's not that far. Maybe a couple of blocks.
Over near the homeless shelter, apparently, before you go over the overpass, correct?
Way before you go over the overpass. If you're coming from the side from the overpass, you have to come down either Main Street or Church Street and kick it left and go back that way. Down Main Street, I should say.
That's pretty much the edge of downtown Hendersonville is what you're talking about.
To that, after the pool hall moved out of there, there was like Crawl McGraw or kickboxing, something went in there after the pool hall left.
Exactly where the kickboxing place is. It must be a long time since you've been there, but I know where the kickboxing place is.
In quite a while. I was there back in high school. Let's see, I'm 36. I've been out, what, 15 or so years?
You're not telling me you went to East, because I went to West.
I did go to East, but my senior year, I transferred over to Heritage Hall, the private school.
I transferred here, just to be honest with you. I'm originally from here in South Carolina, but my family moved to Eastern North Carolina, which I stayed until I was 17, and I moved up to Etowah. I know you know where Etowah is. If you know Hendersonville, you know Etowah. So I went there, and I attended West.
I know where Etowah is. I lived right there in Pisgah Forest, just past Etowah. I lived, like, 6 minutes past the QP going out towards Brevard.
Right there where you can pan for gyms.
I never did that, though. I should have. But, yeah, it was right there. I lived over, I guess it was called, like, near Blantyre, I think's what it was called.
Blantyre. It sounds familiar, but I can't exactly place it. I know it's, is it somewhere around Little Mountain?
I saw Little Mountain. I probably have, and I've heard people say Little Mountain when I lived over there, but I never could get what they were referencing to that. But if you know where King Road is, that's the road I lived off of.
If you're going by Gas Road, right there by, I think it's now a BP, and you go over that hill about a mile and a half, it turns to the left, and then you actually go down, it may be like a 3% grade, but they call it Little Mountain. You go up a little bit, and then it goes down, it's maybe a 3% grade right before you hit the Ingalls, right there before you hit the light where you take a right to go up to Looking Glass Falls.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, over there near Walmart. You have to go left out of Walmart back towards 280 there. Is that it?
The 280 is where Little Mountain is.
Then I've drove on it plenty of times. It's finally nice to know that that's what they were referencing. I've heard them say Little Mountain, but I was like, I don't know Little Mountain. But yeah, I lived just like not even 5-6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes away from Walmart.
If you come from Etowah, you'll go from Hendersonville to Etowah, and you'll pass by that big cemetery, and you'll like 3 minutes down the road is, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, 64. It's 64. But you'll come to a little gas station. Well, after you pass, what is it? Yeah, the cemetery. On the left-hand side, there's a little ice cream shop my grandma used to take me to growing up. And it's right beside that little gas station right before we hit the light.
Exactly what you're talking about. I drove 64 about every day.
My cousin, he was older than me when he passed away at 18, but and that's, of course, that's been a long time ago, but he had multiple sclerosis and he passed away from that. But he's buried in that cemetery out there on the left-hand side as you're going towards that direction.
Yeah, that's a big cemetery. I've done landscaping for about 10 years. We passed that a couple times in the work truck, but man, I'd hate to have the weed eat that.
Depends on if you're the owner of that company or not. That's definitely huge. It's a very huge cemetery.
Matt, I guess if you're the owner, you're sitting pretty. But anyways, I just destinated here, so I'm going to have to hop off. I appreciate you coming back and enjoy the queue, so I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'll try to catch you on here some other time. This is Take You Forward, BGE, saying 73s.
Tell the kids in the background, your ham radio buddy, say hello and wish me luck. Well, actually, pray for me to win tonight on my league night, because it's league night. Tomorrow night will be tournament night. Tournament night, and then Thursday night will be league on 9-ball. Tonight's 8-ball, by the way. So, pray for me that I win. LOO, I'll be 732.